All right, we're back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We hope you'll stick around. We've got approximately one more hour of hard swinging sounds for you. I'm going to continue to spotlight clarinetist Buddy DeFranco, and this is from his Concord CD called Chip Off the Old Bop, and this is a all-star aggregation that Buddy put together in the Concord studio. He joining him are Larry Novak on piano out of Chicago, a favorite of Chicagoland jazz fans for years. Worked the London House as a house pianist. Joe Cohn on guitar, the son of noted saxophonist Al Cohn. Keeter Betts on bass. Jimmy Cobb on drums. Jimmy Cobb was in the Miles Davis organization for quite some time. Stellar drummer. And Buddy's going to do a song that was popular in the late 20s, early 30s, written by Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson, called Makin' Whoopee.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, nice easy swing version of an old evergreen of the Gus Kahn, Walter Donaldson songbook called Making Whoopee by our highlighters of the week, Buddy DeFranco. That was a Buddy DeFranco quintet from a Concord album called Chip Off the Old Bop, and we all got a nice taste of a solo by everybody on the track. Larry Novak was there on piano, Joe Cohn on guitar, Keeter Betts on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums.
Well, next we'll hear from the Duke Ellington Orchestra. This is the early 1950s version of the orchestra, and it's on a Columbia LP entitled Ellington Uptown. It's a 16-piece group, and we'll be treated to solos from the Duke on piano, Clark Terry on flugelhorn, Wendell Marshall on bass, Shorty Baker and Willie Cook on trumpets, and Britt Woodman and Juan Teasel on trombones. It's my very favorite arrangement of the great Juan Teasel classic, Perdido.
Thank you.
That was the classic Perdido, featuring the Duke Ellington Orchestra there. Brilliant solos by the Duke himself on piano, and extended solo work from Clark Terry on flugelhorn. And we heard from Wendell Marshall on bass, Shorty Baker and Willie Cook on trumpet, Brett Woodman and Juan Teasel on trombone. We also heard some excellent unison from both the brass section and the reed section. And that was all on a Columbia LP released in 1952 entitled Ellington Uptown.
Next up, in our continuing to spotlight the clarinet artistry of Buddy DeFranco, we're going to turn to an Avid CD, which released an LP that was cut back in Hollywood in June and July of 1952. The album was simply called Buddy DeFranco. And backing Buddy on this particular track is Kenny Drew on piano, Curdy Russell on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. This is that classic composition by Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields, The Way You Look Tonight. Composition written by Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields, The Way You Look Tonight, reissued on an Avid CD from an LP that was cut back in Hollywood in June and July of 1952, and you heard some fine piano work there by Kenny Drew on piano, and the walking bass there was Curly Russell, and the percussion support was by the one and only Art Blakey.
Well, next we'll hear from a Basie alum, a group led by Earl Warren, and it's on a Muse LP entitled Earl Warren and the Count's Men, features Earl on alto sax, Eddie Durham on trombone, Jimmy Lewis on bass, Clarence Bean on drums, and Don Costas on piano. And it's a tune written by the Count entitled Swingin' the Blues. Swingin' the Blues, featuring Earl Warren on alto sax, Eddie Durham on trombone, Jimmy Lewis on bass, Clarence Bean on drums, and Don Costas on piano. It was from an LP entitled Earl Warren and the Countsmen, released on the Muse label in 1985.
Next up is our spotlight artist, clarinetist Buddy Franco, on a Pablo album that he cut back with in April of 85 with Oscar Peterson Quintet. And beside Oscar on piano, we have the inimitable Joe Pass on guitar, one of the finest bassmen around at the time, Niels Henning Ørsted Pedersen, and a fine drummer, Martin Drew. And this is one of my favorite, and I hope it's one of yours, ballads by Duke Ellington called All Too Soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
another board fade by the studio engineer on one of my favorite Ellington ballads. I think it's a gorgeous thing called All Too Soon, and that was from a Pablo CD cut back in April of 1985, an all-star aggregation, and they all got a little taste of the solo on that one with Oscar Corso on piano, Joe Pass on guitar, Nils Henning Ørsted Pedersen on bass. We didn't hear any drum solo from Martin Drew. He just quietly did some subdued backing on that particular composition. So what are we going to do next, Al?
Well, we're going to hear next from tenor saxophone artist Eddie Harris. And this is from an Atlantic LP entitled The Tender Storm. And in this case, Eddie's going to be playing the baritone, which is a tenor saxophone with an audio pickup built right into the neck of the instrument. And we'll also hear from Ray Connington on trumpet, Cedar Walton on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. And they're going to do an Eric Mashwitz Manning Sherman tune entitled A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
Thank you.
That was a Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square, featuring Eddie Harris on the baritone, Ray Coddington on trumpet, Cedar Walton on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. That was from an Atlantic LP released in 1966 entitled The Tender Storm.
Next up is the Buddy DeFranco Wailers. This is released on a definitive label on a CD. It was cut back in May of 56 on LP and reissued by Definitive on CD. And the Wailers are comprised of our highlight artists, Buddy DeFranco on clarinet, Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, Jimmy Rawls on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Bob Stone on bass, Bobby White on drums, and this is a swinging version of that old Irving Berlin evergreen, Cheek to Cheek. Thank you. from the Irving Berlin songbook, favorite that was done, introduced by Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers in a movie back in the 30s called Cheek to Cheek. It was Buddy DeFranco, Wailers, and we heard nice solos by Buddy DeFranco on clarinet, Harry Edison on trumpet, and Barney Kessel on guitar. So what's up next, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from tenor saxophone artist Eric Kloss. This is from Prestige LP and Die Love and All That Jazz. This was Eric's second album, and he cut it at the ripe old age of 17. And in addition to Eric on tenor, we'll hear from Don Patterson on organ, Vinny Correo on bass, and Billy James on drums. And they're going to do Cole Porter's tune, You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To.
Uh-huh.
You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, featuring Eric Kloss on the tenor sax, Don Patterson on organ, Vinny Correo on bass, and Billy James on drums. That's from a Prestige LP released in 1966 entitled Love and All That Jazz. Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 on your FM dial. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. And we're honored that you stuck around for our program tonight. We hope you'll come back next week. I'm Al Korns, and our co-host is Kent Lindquist. We'll be here next Sunday at 8.